Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron. And in the studio, I've got Matthias Savaius. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to be playing at the Old School on Saturday night.
Yes.
And
Saturday
A. Saturday the 8th?
Yes.
So this Saturday?
Saturday, 7 p.m.
Doors open at 6:30, I saw on the poster, folks.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here with your guitar. So this is this what we're going to see on the night? Is you and your guitar playing?
I'm gonna play it and next Saturday some song from my different album.
Yeah.
So now I'm traveling with one album called Touch the Life, in Spanish Tocar a la Vida.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna play another instrument called charango. It's a 10 string and flute, zampoñas, quenas, tarcas. Is indigenous flute from Latin America.
Okay, it's so you are from Chile?
I'm from south of Chile, yes.
South Chile. I guess quite a long, tall country.
Long country.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have never been there, but now I'm wondering, the people in the south, do they know much about the people in the north? Do you feel like you're the same people?
It's so different.
So different.
Yeah, the culture is so different.
Yeah.
Long country.
Yeah. So you have, you grew up in Chile and came to New Zealand in recent times?
Yes. I grew up in the south of Chile and then started traveling and was living in different parts of Latin America, different country, from Mexico, Central America. And then when I finished university, I was working in Chile in a school, musician teacher.
Yeah.
So different school and project orchestra project on the school, Latin American orchestra and classic orchestra. But I was specifically to working in a Latin American orchestra, string Latin American, from guitar, Spanish guitar, because I used the nylon string. they call it Spanish guitar, you know, or Latin American guitar. And charango, cuatro venezolano. It's a four string, similar to ukulele. Charango is 10 string.
Is this what you have bought?
Yeah.
You had down here in the studio. Okay,
yeah.
This is ukulele size, but it looks different.
Yeah, I have 10 string charango. And tiple is different. We have a lot of string instrument in Latin America. We use a lot of in the folk music or fusion music. Yeah.
And so you'll be playing, what sort of music will you be playing on Saturday night?
I play a lot of Spanish guitar in my songs. I use a lot of I love to play with my finger all the nylon string and I have prepared one a beautiful journey from Latin America and for the second set is coming four musicians from Tauranga. Flutes, percussion, bass and guitar. And I'm going to play some flutes, some indigenous flutes.
So there'll be
so together.
Two of you playing together.
In the second set.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have indigenous flute.
Indigenous instrument,
From Chile.
From Andean, from all the Tahuantinsuyo, from Incas, from Peru, Bolivia, Chile. Because before they created the country, the border,
there was no border.
A big empire from Incas.
Yes.
So a lot of Andean music we have there.
Okay. And so that music has survived through the colonial period, the Spanish conquistadors.
Yes, but this music is, for example, this instrument that I play is come from. You're looking for an internet, one of the first civilization in Latin America. You're gonna find a Tiwanaku, and a Lake Titicaca. It's one city under the lake. So, and all this instrument, flute, is one remnant of the civilization from Lemurian civilization, another race.
So how far, how many centuries?
1,000 years ago.
1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when I was at school, I think we learned about the Incas and the Aztecs, but when I'm at primary school, so my knowledge is very little, very, very little on that. But, and so I'm just intrigued to see that some of that culture has survived, you know, over the last 500 years.
Yeah.
There's been so much change in South America.
Yeah, South America, and if you travel for different part of South America, there is a lot of culture from shamanism or indigenous, so connect with the earth.
Yeah.
So all this civilization never gonna be disconnect.
Yeah.
So and all the history and Daniel they talk is about another race here, like Atlantida and Lemurian civilization before the Sumerian
hour. Yeah, right.
So they are so connect, and so never disconnect. So there are that is our rich culture and medicine and music, because it's music and different hers.
And you are you personally descended from these cultures?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so I have one song in my album. It's like about the Mapuche, it's the indigenous from South America. Mapu is earth, Che's people, people from the earth. Ah. They have the same cosmovision like Maori here.
Yeah, I think it's Tangata Whenua is maybe a translation. I'm not the expert. But
You celebrate here in Matariki in the New Year's. Yes. And in Chile we celebrate the Huitripantu at the same time.
Right, yeah.
And Huitripantu is the new arise from the sun, from the new sun.
Yeah.
Because it's then you prepare all the earth for to put the seed for plant.
Yeah, it's the same thing happening.
Yeah, the same. And Peru, Bolivia, they celebrate Inti Raymi.
Yeah.
Inti Raymi, Huitripantu, Matariki.
Yeah, and I think all around the world, and it's just it's mixed up here because the English culture is transplanted onto this country.
Yeah.
You know, the European culture has dominated, but now we're learning again.
Yes. Yeah. We go back to reconnect.
Yeah.
Yeah. To the because we lost the memory. We have to remember because we are so powerful.
That's the challenge.
Yes.
So, Matthias has got his guitar here, and should we play a song now?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you know what song you want to play?
I'm going to play one song in this album.
Yeah.
That I have here is the number, a little bit intro for and then the second song.
Okay. Can you tell us what it's about?
It's the intro I call is Vientos. Vientos. Viento is wind.
Okay.
Wind. So... I composed this intro with the second song, like a together. So, and it's the El viento trae las notas de tu boca, the name of the song. It's the wind carries the notes or the music from your mouth.
Okay.
I love poetry.
Okay.
And now we are thinking with my partner Sabrina to translate my lyrics. So in every concert to give the my poetry. But it's so difficult to translate poetry.
Yes.
Because it's make so different.
You need to understand both languages perfectly, I think.
Yeah.
To translate and be a poet.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not many like that around. Yeah. Okay, so shall we? You ready to play? Tuned up? Okay, well, I'm ready. Thank you.
las notas de tu boca. Tus labios son tenaza que me destrozan. Si tuviera que volver atrás, no lo haría, porque sé que te veré en otra vida. Pero te juro que moveré la luna al costado de tu cama. Te arrancaré la ropa solo con la mirada. Recorreré tu espalda aunque me cueste toda una vida sin dormir, toda una historia sin verdad, con una copa en un bar y un cigarrillo. Toda una vida sin dormir, toda una historia sin verdad, con una copa en un bar y un cigarrillo. Que pierde miradas aferrándose al dolor, a la distancia. Mejor solo y con fe y sin nostalgia. Pero te juro que moveré la luna al costado de tu cama. Te arrancaré la ropa solo con la mirada. Recorreré tu espalda aunque me cueste toda una vida sin dormir, toda una historia sin verdad, con una copa en un bar y un cigarrillo. Toda una vida sin dormir, toda una historia sin verdad, con una copa en un bar y un cigarrillo.
Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron. That was Matthias Cervais, who's going to be playing at the Old School Arts Centre on Saturday the 8th. And that's such a beautiful song. I'm worried that my mixing desk is not doing justice for you, you know. I'm not a music mixer, but I hope that that sounded as good on the radio as it sounded here in the room. That's very beautiful. So that, can you remind people the story of the song is? If you have one that you can tell, sometimes music's not like that.
And this album, I have a different poetry from the place that I come from, song from love, song from injustice, from song from our story, some different. It's a little bit journey poetry, yeah. And this song start with this song is one. Sound a lot from another past life.
Ah.
Yeah.
Intriguing. This is all very interesting. We haven't got much time to talk to you, but enough time. When did you start playing music? How young when you started playing music?
When I was 8 years old.
8 years old?
I was playing piano. And then 10 years old, I started playing guitar. And 12, I got my first electric guitar and started to play with the band, rock and roll band.
Of course.
In Chile, of course.
Yeah.
And I remember my first, one of the, I have 13 or 14, I remember I was past a lot of day to listen. In this moment, we have a cassette.
Yes.
And 19.
Yeah.
So I put a cassette and listen, because it's not like today the children go to internet and they have the tutor show you everything that you have to play.
Yeah.
So we have to just listen.
Oh, and work it out.
And I was working out a lot and won a Sultan of Swing from Dice Tried.
So
it was explosion this moment in my hair. But and then was a nice experience, yeah.
But that's a deep learning, yeah.
Yeah.
So how old, because this is, you're now obviously interested in the roots of your culture and the music and the instruments. When did you start getting interested in that?
When I have the band in the school, and then I was playing 3 years in one metal band in Santiago de Chile.
Oh, a heavy metal band?
Metal band, yeah, trash
right,
metal.
Right, awesome.
and then always was traveling, But we have a family restaurant, in my city. My last name is Ceballos. It's the La Casa de los Ceballos. It's like the house of Ceballos.
Yeah.
It's a very typical food and culture and music. So this restaurant I growing up, all the artists come from the house.
Yeah.
So all this music fall from Latin America, from Chile, the story, poetry, I was growing up with that.
Yeah.
So I was playing, you can say, oh, can you play one song from Pearl Jam or Pink Floyd? Yeah, of course. But you have a Victor Jara, like a follow? As well. Because my family, I have all this knowledge from the folk and the music Latin America from my family.
Right.
Yeah.
So your
artists.
Father and your parents and your grandparents.
And grandparents, yeah. So they always, this music in my and was listened. All the time.
Yeah.
And then when I start to traveling for Latin America, I start to discover my roots, and always I was loving the Spanish guitar.
Yeah.
The flamenco was
right.
When I was listening to that, my body was, whoa, what is that?
So, and I see, I was just checking something out online. You got a Creative New Zealand grant to create the first Latin American Children's Refugee Orchestra.
Yes, yes.
So you're doing this here in New Zealand?
In Wellington.
In Wellington.
Yes.
Yeah.
They start to work in Wellington and seek in one area, Purirua area, and Purirua East, and primary, intermediate, and high school, and seek a school. Because I was working in Latin America and different place from an orchestra for children.
Yeah.
So when I was working there with refugees program, yeah. Refugees, Colombian refugees,
okay.
Families, and start to create one project, and I call Latin American Refugees Children Orchestra. And I won one New Zealand creative on the school.
A grant, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I bought all the instruments for children. And was a beautiful project, there in Wellington and was growing up and then have a lot of invitation, different part, and we made one big concert, a presentation at Victoria University for the Refugees Day around the world. One beautiful project we bought in. And we play music from Colombia, from Latin American dancing music or different happy music and keyboard, drums, congas, bongo, marimbas, guitar.
So there is quite a big refugee population from Colombia here.
Okay. And in this area specifically, there was the because in New Zealand there are big community Syria.
From Syria
from
as
Syria,
well. Yeah, of course.
Their community
yeah.
from Africa, from Neymar as well.
Yeah.
And from Colombia, Latin America. This is the community. So when I was create this project from the Colombian refugees children.
We have one I know of one Colombian person living here. He trained to be a circus performer, an acrobat when he was in Colombia and now living here in New Zealand. So Raglan. We have lots of different people in Raglan. One of our shows on the radio station is done by a Mexican guy called Javier and a Brazilian called Rodrigo. They do world music. I think they would probably like to interview you as well. I'm sure they would love to, but I don't know. Are you here on Sunday? Or are you leaving?
No, we're here.
Still
yeah,
here.
We're going to leave maybe Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we are going to Wellington.
Right. Yeah. Are you doing a tour at the moment?
A tour at the moment, because now I used to live in Wellington.
Yeah.
But all this, for example, this project or my work and this, the teacher school was finished when the mandate appeared, the vax mandate.
Oh,
yeah,
the
vaccine
mandate.
Job.
Oh, no, yeah.
So and then our life changed and we moved to the up north to Bay of Island.
Yeah.
And now I'm support, create program and I from support homeschool.
Yeah.
And create a new life.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going good?
Yes, of course.
That's good because, lots of disruption for a lot of people over the last few
years. But, one decision. And then, we are people more conscious, so activate, we take our decision and it's our way, our awakening way.
So, folks, we're talking to Matias Ceveus. I'm getting the name kind of right. Before you came in the studio, I was pronouncing your name very badly. So,
Matias Ceveus.
Yeah, well, because you know what an English person's going to say when they see those letters. They're going to say B. But, so, so, can we do one more song?
Okay.
Yeah, because we're a little bit over time, but it doesn't matter because I just want to enjoy another piece of music. Because I want to come to your show, but I can't. So for me, this is my chance.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to listen charango?
Your partner?
No, charango, the tennis string.
Sorry. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Do that. We're gonna grab that. Yeah. So this is an instrument, folks, who that is a similar size to your ukulele.
It's similar size, yes, but it's tennis string. And it's one of my favorite instruments.
So this is 10 string in pairs, like 5 pairs. Yeah. Thank you. There we go, folks. That is Matias Ceballos. And then tell us the name of the instrument again, because I don't remember.
Charango.
Yeah, and you'll have to go and see. It's the size of a ukulele, but it's different. It's a beautiful instrument, actually. And I think it probably costs more than a ukulele.
Yeah. And you have one strap, and you use for around your neck. And so the instrument is close to your heart. So this
close to the heart.
So the Andean people, the Incas say that this instrument, the music is come from the heart, because the instrument is close to the heart.
So you can feel it in your chest when you play. Yeah, that's beautiful. So, folks, if you want to hear more of this music or see what that instrument actually looks like, doors open at 6:30 at the Old School on Saturday. Gig starts around 7. And you have another musician coming for the second half.
Yes.
And you have some traditional instruments from
Latin America.
From your part of South America.
A beautiful journey.
Yeah.
So, I would like to invite for this Saturday to 7 p.m.
Yeah, and I don't know what the sales are doing, whether there's pre-sales or anything like that. Do you know this answer to that question? Or?
Oh, sorry?
People can pay only, can they pay at the door, or can they pay online? Do we?
Online.
You can pay online.
Matias Ceballos Music.
Yeah.
.com/events. Yeah.
So it's also at the raglanartscentre.co.nz website. And I'm looking, there we go, pre-sales $25, door sales $30. Yeah, it's right here. Yeah, and that link that you're talking about. So, yeah, and you can probably find a link to that from our website too on raglanradio.com's What's On Guide, but definitely at the raglanartscentre.co.nz website. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And bringing your instruments for us too. That's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, folks, that's the end of the show for the day. I'll, of course, be back again tomorrow morning. See you then.